Welcome back to Corolla Classics for Sunday, January 29th, 2023. We have some highlights of the Adam Carolla Show ready for you. Before we get to it, though, I want to remind everybody, if you want to submit a clip request, send an email to classics@adamcarolla.com or find Gio or myself on Instagram, Facebook, wherever. It's not hard to get a hold of us. Let us know what you want to hear. All right, let's get going to that first clip. We're going to take you back to 2015. Where Adam talks about cops, bulletproof vests, and a little bit more.
Yeah, this is Adam Carolla Show 1535. Mike Thomas, Gina Grad, Brian Bishop. This one was originally released in March of 2015, and Adam goes over his idea for cops only getting one bulletproof vest so they can't gain weight, and also his idea for women in their wedding dresses that is very controversial. Hope you guys enjoy.
I was hosting a conference call for the Brain Tumor Walk last year, and it's they're all volunteers, so you can't yell at people. These are all people volunteering their time for raise money for brain tumors, and someone's conferencing in from what sounds to be like a very very loud Little League field, a very active Little League field,
and a pedophile.
Many times I said, is someone at a game or at a sporting event? It's very loud. It's hard to hear everyone, and no response. And then 15 minutes later, I'm sorry to bring this up again. I got this close to yelling at the poor people who are volunteering you can't yell at, but at a certain point, it needs to be yelled.
Right.
Because they're the ones ruining it. Yeah. How do you yell at people that can't be yelled at?
Right. Well, and at the very, very, very least, if you're going a nice stretch without talking, just hit mute.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Maybe that.
That is my now favorite part of life, where I sit in my other office and I got Nate and Andrew around the table and we're talking about something with the Newman doc, and at some point he hits mute and we have our own little secret conversation.
Yeah.
Sometimes we talk a little shit.
Make sure it's on mute.
It's awesome. All right. So I was talking to Kevin and Bean this morning and I had this sort of epiphany, which was I was doing my week in rage and complaining. This was
And then you called him?
Yeah. No, I was slated to call in. And by the way, when they say they're calling you at 8:35, they call at 8:35.
That's radio time.
That's radio time. And I was sitting there. And for some reason, maybe just because I'm so delirious and so tired and so wrung out from all the travel and all the work and everything, I decided that it was 8:45. Because 8:45 seemed to make sense. Mm-hmm. And it bought me an extra 10 minutes. And I was just sitting there looking at the list of topics that Mike Lynch sends me. It's what I regurgitate into the microphone during the course of the week. And then he grabs eight of them and he sends them to me. And then I pick three and I sort of sculpt them a little bit. Mm-hmm. I put them on a piece of paper. And I'm just sitting there in front of the computer. And I said, well, I better hit Mike's email. And I looked at him and I went, I don't like that one. And then the phone started to ring. Mm-hmm. And I went and picked up the phone and I said, Bean's out. Kevin's in. Have you up in 10 seconds? And I said, good. I have nothing in my hands. One of the things I was able to spit out, and actually it's probably better, I didn't plan on it too much. I was complaining about something with the airport, but I had, I was saying one of the things I'd mentioned last week, which is seeing a lot of fat cops. And the deal is you should get your flak jacket when you leave the police academy at 165 pounds, and that shall be your only one. If you want to slop out over it and get shot, that's fine. Right. But you get one size and one size only, and that's what you take to your grave.
Locked
hopefully
in.
Not, but to your retirement.
Right.
That'll be a way.
Your golden flak jacket when
well,
you retire.
I mean, ultimately, if somebody sort of went, look, you got one pair of jeans, they'll never really fade or get old because it's a flak jacket. Mm-hmm. But every morning, you get up and get into those jeans. Well, when you start packing on a few and you have to start sucking it up, that's the time when maybe it's maybe not a second helping of goulash that night. But either way. But I started getting into the airport, and then I started thinking, airport has the people mover. It's the place with the moving sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Then it has, like, the cops on the segways. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, again, the cops with the segways. We've all seen what walking has done for our friend David Wilde.
He's barely there anymore.
The big fat cop on the segway. Maybe he should just be on, they call it a foot patrol.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Rock up the steps during the day.
Right.
And that was Adam back in 2015 with a wedding dress idea that, yeah, I still think he talks about it.
Your wife's cool with that idea, right? You suggested it?
You know, I have not brought it up yet.
Really?
Yeah,
why?
Believe it or not.
It's weird, huh?
It's still new, and I want to stay married. All right, let's get going with our next clip. So this is a continuation of that really great clip that listener John Maloney suggested everybody listen to if they hadn't heard ACS. This is the show he wants everybody to start with. It's from November of 2018 with Rob Schneider, Kyle Dunnigan, Gina and Brian, of course. So let's hear the rest of that one.
It's Adam Carolla Show 2464, Part 2. Enjoy.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Adam, Joe from Portland. Just jaywalked in Burbank and forgot to yell Adam Carolla. Sorry.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
Kyle Dunnigan in studio. You can shoot him an Instagram or check out his Instagram at KyleDunnigan1.
That's right.
And shoot him a tweet at Kyle Dunnigan. And a website, KyleDunniganComedy.com for dates and more on Kyle. We thought it'd be fun to do a little blah, blah, blog. Kyle does a little Trump, and we thought if we had some blah, blah, blogs that were sort of geared or themed toward Trump, that Trump could possibly reply.
Most tweets these days are geared at or towards
I was going to say, how are we ever going to find those?
That's right. We had to scour the internet, but we did it. Our crack team of researchers did it. So we have that. And also, I thought it'd be fun to talk to Bill Maher a little about the Christmas break, because I go to Hawaii with my family. Bill goes to Hawaii every year.
Oh.
That's right.
And I thought, we're going to have a good time. I don't know. Maybe if we hook up, hang out a little bit.
I don't think I have free time. Not this year.
In Hawaii, though.
That's vacation.
Yeah. It's all booked up.
Yeah, but you're there for like 13 days.
Couple of weeks, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've got two shows.
Okay, that's
like a lot of downtime.
Two nights.
Well, this prep time,
okay.
You know.
I get it, but I just thought maybe I could come over to the villa with the kids or something and
what,
just.
What day would you like to hang out?
Well, you know.
I can't.
Oh, God, wait a minute. I didn't even spit out a time. Look, Bill, my kids are awesome, man. Sonny and Natalia, they're twins.
Is that an oxymoron? My kids are awesome.
No, I think some
they're
kids
little,
are.
What's? I mean, we've been through this before, but what's so great about the kids?
They're great.
They're
you
very
know, that
sweet.
They're their own personalities.
You really, if they weren't your kids, you would hang out with them.
Well, I mean,
that's what you're saying. They have great personalities. I would for sure hang out with my kids.
Well, I don't know if that's an accurate yardstick.
You have to. You have to.
I do, but I enjoy
it. You got to drag them to Hawaii.
Oh, no, I'm not dragging
them. I get to go with my little horse and my fun time, and you've got to drag your kids there, and you're jealous, and you want to hang out with me, okay? That's what's happening here, and you're not going to do it.
Okay, Bill, I'm just saying you're going to be in Hawaii. I'm going to be in Hawaii.
I'm just saying we're not hanging out.
Couple of seasoned comedians, you know, pretty accomplished comedians.
What island are you going to be on?
Maui.
Oh. That's too bad.
Well,
I'm on the other side of Maui.
Well, I can grab an Uber.
Are you at the Four Seasons?
Yeah, we're staying at some resort over there. Yeah.
I'm not at that one. So it's a little tough.
Okay, well, I'll get to you. Just maybe off the air, give me your address or the bill.
I'll give you my
at.
Assistant's number, and you guys can chat.
Okay. Well,
Dad, can we hang out with Uncle Bill?
Well, I'm trying to kind of set it up. Okay, well, I come by.
You want to come to the show? You can come to the shows.
Ooh, you got a couple of shows?
I don't have any comp tickets, but,
I can go online and buy some tickets.
Give you the website, of course.
Can we come backstage and hang out?
I wouldn't have you people come backstage, but you could come to the show.
So, Bill, let me say something. We've known each other for almost 20 years.
And still not friends. Isn't that weird?
But all
Doesn't that say something?
But I feel like it's
20 years.
It's a one-way street, because I'm trying to reach out, you know? And what I'm saying is you're going to be in Maui. I'm going to be in Maui. We'll be there at the same time. I got my kids. You're going to love them, by the way. You're going to love these two.
You know what? We're in America right now. We're not hanging out. Just because we go to another country doesn't mean we have to see each other.
Yeah, I guess in a weird way that makes sense. But I just feel like we're so busy here, you know, with my career, all that I got going on.
Wait, you're busy?
Well, I mean, I have a busy career. I have a flourishing, you know, comedic career. You know what it's like. We travel. We play these big venues,
right.
and crowds, and specials, and books, and everything else. You know, documentaries.
But it's pretty easy to write a book.
Well, I didn't want to start this conversation to really compare and contrast our careers. Obviously, you're having success. I'm having great success as well in the field of comedy.
Okay.
And I would feel as contemporaries, you know what I mean?
Right. Huh? Yeah, we're the same age, pretty much.
No, but I mean sort of comedically.
We were born around the same time. No, okay. I mean, so let's hang out.
No, I mean comedically, you know what I mean? We're both pretty well respected. Yeah. And we're
treading on some dangerous territory here.
Well, no, I'm not trying to take you down. I'm not trying to puff myself up, but I mean we're seasoned veterans. Well respected in this town.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Now you've done it.
What? All right, I'm not here to examine my career. I'm saying it's one human to the next.
Right. We do comedy. We should hang out in Hawaii. That's your point.
Well, I know it sounds weird when you just
say like two that. Lawyers that going to Hawaii, and they should probably hang out too, don't you think?
Well, when you put it they're that way, it's weird. Lawyers. Like we said, I'm a dental hygienist, and you're a dental hygienist, and we're both going to be in Maui, so we should spend all our time together. Yes, that sounds weird, but it's not just our profession, you know what I mean? We both have this super nimble minds. You know, I feel like I say things that crack you up, you know.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I feel like you're a fan of mine. Like I've been
fan.
On.
A fan. Okay.
Okay.
I've seen you before.
Yeah.
What are we going to be doing in Hawaii? What could we possibly do
I could
together?
Smoke. I'll smoke pot. I know you love pot.
Okay.
Okay. And
this sounds good so far.
And then I come over to your villa.
Are
you
bringing the pot? Or are you just my stash?
Well, you always have pot. Why would I bring?
I don't have an endless supply where I can give it to every comedian who comes by.
Okay, it's becoming hurtful. You know, you keep saying like I go like I'm a comedian, and you go okay, like in a weird. It's like you're not acknowledging.
Oh, okay,
me.
I'm disagreeing.
No, I don't think you're agreeing. I feel like you're not acknowledging what I've accomplished.
No, I acknowledge. You say you're a comedian. I go okay. I'm just saying yes.
Yeah, but
okay. What does okay mean to you? It means yes, okay. You do
sounds
comedy.
I do comedy. Even
and
the
I'm
way
doing
you
quotes when I
yeah,
say
I know,
comedy.
The way you
because
say comedy is even degrading. Like you do comedy. Like why can't you just say you do comedy?
Look, people like you, I respect
you
so
do.
Much.
Okay.
Oh yes.
Wait a minute. Okay. Okay. I just want to
well,
in synopsis.
Hawaii.
I just want a synopsis
to sum up.
Let's do some. You are a famous comedian.
Very.
I am a famous comedian.
You have a podcast.
Okay. Okay. We're both recognized and revered in this town for our takes. You know, we
do
have our
takes.
Do people
recognize you when you go outside?
Well, you know, it's mostly an Armenian and Latino community that I work in,
okay.
So I don't have quite the Q rating that I would if I was, you know, on your side of the hill.
Okay.
Per se.
It's
all
expensive
right?
to live over there. Where
well,
I live.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to turn it into a, you know, zip code thing. I'm saying I am recognized and revered.
You're a famous comedian.
In
okay.
this town, as a famous comedian.
People know you.
People know
you.
People know me. And then here you are, you're a comedian.
At the top.
Well, yeah,
right.
Okay, you're doing great. And here you are in Maui, and here I am in Maui. And I feel like, you know, as a guy who could be easily delighted by some of the things I say, because like I'm fast on my feet, you know what I mean? I just kind of crack wise and I roll with the conversation, whatnot.
Right.
What would be wrong with coming out to your villa and just spending some time? You know, eating some fruit salad with you and just sort of listening to the tide roll in. I'll bring my kids.
Oh,
you love
I
kids,
I was about
right?
to say yes. I swear to you.
Uh-huh.
I was like, okay, you can come over. Uh-huh. But when you bring these other tiny people,
the
that's
kids,
a problem.
They're my children.
Yeah.
They're awesome. They're I'm bringing them with me. We're going to hang the whole time.
They can stay outside.
Okay.
Dad, what
we'll
did Uncle Bill say?
Pot.
Can we hang out?
I'm still taught. Remember Howie Mandel?
Oh, he was so cool.
Oh, he was so fun, Uncle Howie.
Remember last year we went on the catamaran? Yeah, this is not that.
Is Uncle Howie coming?
I don't think he's here this time. We got Uncle Bill.
Is Uncle Bill taking us to a volcano?
He's hilarious.
Let me
take you to a volcano.
You'd rather have the Uncle Bill.
I'll give you a little push.
You'd rather have the Uncle Bill from Family Affair than this Uncle Bill.
It's a tiny
He's
reference,
actually
Dad.
Worse. I know. Talk to Mr. French. All right.
All right. I'll see you in Hawaii.
All right. We'll see you in Hawaii.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
But so where we're at right now, Bill, is right. that I can go online and go to Ticketmaster and buy a ticket to your show.
You're welcome. Yes.
Okay, that's where
you
we're
can
not
do
go
that.
Backstage and have no other contact.
I'm busy.
Okay, understood. Well, you know what? I'm going to be pretty busy there myself, Bill. So if you want to come hang out with me, I don't know.
Okay,
we'll see what kind of mood I'm in. Okay,
maybe we'll bump into each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Promo right. code Bill.
Hmm? What? I can promo code Bill? Oh, you mean I can save 10% on
Brian
the tickets?
Just held up a sign that said
so if I
promo
go to Ticketmaster, I can go promo code Bill.
And go to, yeah,
but
go
that's
to
your
call.
That's your, after 20 years of hanging 20% out.
20% off promo code Bill.
But I feel like that's for everybody.
Right.
Anyone could get that discount.
If you, yeah.
I've done PI like 35 times. I was your go-to guy. I might get calls from Scott, your producer, the night before. Can you help us out?
Right.
Can you come in tomorrow? We're in a jam. Bill's a fan. And you know what I would say to Scott? I'd go, I will. I'll do it. I'll do it because I love Bill.
Okay. Well, I'll we'll see. How about we'll see?
Okay. Is Scott Carter going to be with you?
I fired him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm
sorry. All right.
Like the Kyle's billing now. This is everyone's joke. Like he does the show. He's like, that was someone wrote that for me.
All right. Let's see. We got blah blah blog with Trump.
We sure did.
Blah blah blog.
It's time for Blah Blah Blog, the game where we match the celebrity with their retarded online rant. Let's play.
All right, we got the Donald in studio, and there's some mostly positive, but there are a couple of negative ones. Most of the positive stuff comes out of Hollywood, but there are a few negative ones that come out of the middle of the country, some of the flyover states.
Haters.
Sure.
Some of the states that do more mining, fracking, things like that, guys that have beefs. But occasionally there's a celebrity. Who's the...
No one's got a beef.
Well, sometimes people take to Twitter. What do we got, Dawson?
It's super weird to me that Donald Trump has 54 million followers, and his tweets rarely get over 20,000 retweets. He's screaming into the wind. I bet this tweet gets more RTs. Is it Rosie O'Donnell, Cher,
loser,
or Alyssa Milano?
Total loser.
Three losers.
Wait, they're all losers?
They're all total losers.
Who's the biggest loser out of Cher, Alyssa, and Rosie?
Sophie's choice here. Sophie's a big slob, fat slob loser. You got Cher.
Rosie, I think. Rosie's a big fat slob loser.
Cher is like a... Some kind of trans loser, weird guy, girl loser. Me too. Alyssa Milano's me too.
Oh, she.
Which is a total sham.
Oh, you say
total
me too.
Total sham. Me too.
Well, wait a minute. You said Black Lives Matter was a sham.
Yeah,
me too.
Black Lives Matter sham.
You said global warming's a sham.
Sham. Hoax. She was on
climate
Who's the
change.
Boss? More like Who's the Loser? Me too person. I would say my guess.
Who's the loser?
My guess of who the biggest loser who wrote that would be Alyssa Milano, who's the boss loser.
Oh, no.
Alyssa Milano. I don't know. I figure I don't even want to weigh in. I just say.
It's not funny enough for fat loser Rosie.
Oh, well, just because she's got a weight issue. She may have a thyroid problem.
Total slob loser.
Oh, okay. All right. But you know, she's married. She just remarried.
That's not real.
It's not recognized.
She married a lady cop.
She married abroad.
Yeah.
That's not real marriage.
It is.
Look at the Bible.
I didn't.
Look at the Bible. It's terrific. You ever read the Bible? Terrific. Great read. Not as good as The Art of the Deal. Second best book.
Second greatest story ever told.
So terrific.
Okay. I don't know if she's in Connecticut. I don't know where she is, but they're married.
Loser state.
All right. They got a real marriage. She married a young blonde policewoman. She's attractive. She's a professional. She's a cop. She's, you know.
She's got no balls.
Okay.
Remember when Mr. Trump, pre-President Trump, called her degenerate all the time? Like, she's a degenerate.
Yeah, degenerate. Yeah. All right. So what do we think? Do we want to chime in? God, it feels
Alyssa to me.
It there'd be more vitriol if it was Rosie, but there might be more vitriol if there was Alyssa Milano.
I agree.
I'm going Cher.
I'm going Rosie.
I got a song called Half Hunch, and I'm going with Cher.
The blog belongs to Alyssa Milano.
Oh, no.
Who's the boss loser?
Oh, do we have the tweet?
Yeah. Saying she's a loser?
She was born with a penis.
Oh, wow. That.
Wow.
That
is,
that's true. That's a true story.
Should not know that.
Not fake news.
Not fake news.
Born with both.
No. We got another one. Here we go.
I just no longer find Trump trending topics or memes funny. I get sad and angry and depressed. Fuck Covfefe. Fuck it all. Stupid idiot. Mm. Is it Chrissy Teigen? Mm. Zoe Kravitz? Mm. Or Alyssa Milano?
Oh,
Jesus,
my God.
This one again.
All right.
Wait, is Zoe Kravitz Lenny Kravitz's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
She looks like a dude.
And Lisa Bonet, I believe.
Oh.
I think she's pretty beautiful.
She looks like a dude.
Wait a minute. Was she in Creed 2?
That's Tessa Thompson, you son of a bitch.
They look pretty damn close.
They do look alike, actually.
All right. You know Chrissy Teigen, Donald?
Yeah, she met her a couple times.
A couple times.
They hit on me very hard.
Oh, really? Wow. Really?
She seems very in love with her husband.
She wanted me very much. No, she's not that day.
She's married to John Legend.
Loser.
Oh, really?
Can't sing. Bad.
Oh, no. He sings. They're great.
Zero
he plays,
talent.
Plays the piano.
Terribly.
No, okay.
I could play the piano twice as good as that.
Better?
Twice as good.
Oh, twice as good. Not just better. All right. Well, Chrissy Teigen, look, I like her because she like makes banana bread and puts it on the internet and stuff. She's always talking about eating.
She's sassy.
She's got a muffin face. Looks like a muffin.
Oh, God.
I don't think she's attractive at all.
Okay. All right. Well, she was a model.
She's
everything.
A two. She's okay. A two.
Wow. Oh, she's a two. Okay. Then there's Zoe. Is it Zoe?
Zoe, yeah. Kravitz.
What does she do?
An actress.
Is she? I don't know.
Yeah, she's in tons of stuff that you're like, is that Zoe Kravitz?
Or is that the chick from Creed 2?
Yeah. She's in a lot of movies.
All right, and then there's Alyssa Milano. I don't know. There's some cussing going on. I don't know. Does she cuss? I know she's bawdy and
she's
brassy and she's sassy. I'll go Chrissy.
I agree. I think this is Chrissy.
I'm going to play a hunch, go Alyssa Milano.
What do you think, Donald?
I'm going to go with the... I'm going to go with the Kravitz guy-looking one because who would put her up there? She's a nobody. So, of course, you got to put her up there because it's her tweet.
Oh, so she's a nobody.
She wouldn't be someone you'd be like, maybe it's this one.
Right, I see. I see what you're saying. All right.
I'm a brilliant person.
The blog belongs to Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah!
That's not true. Fake news.
That's fake.
Kravitz tweet.
Kravitz.
Kravitz tweet.
Hashtag Kravitz tweet.
Hashtag.
Does she have the nose ring?
And, Zoe?
Yeah.
Like the septum ring.
I don't... She's that hurts me. Yeah, I know. Mm. I just don't like it. This doesn't help. Donald, do you like aggressive piercings?
No.
Do you like a nose piercing?
Disgusting.
How about multiple...
How do you blow your nose? You got to take that out and blow your nose.
Yeah, what about the lip piercings?
It's not practical.
No?
Lip piercing.
Yeah, like how to eat ribs.
Yeah, I don't understand it at all.
Right. What about the hood piercing? You know what I'm saying, Donald?
What's that?
Well, the hood is they call it a clitoral hood.
The clitoris is a rumor.
Oh, really? It doesn't exist?
No. I beg to differ about that.
Hold on. Let him talk,
the women.
Yeah.
Don't have an erotic area.
There's no clitoris?
Their job, broads, is to accept the man, accept his seed, okay? Yeah. And there's no pleasure. Women feel no pleasure when you have sex with them.
Well, okay,
that might be true in Donald's case.
But, yeah, but hold on.
Sheena, please, show some respect to our president.
So,
sorry, sir.
Listen, I'm not going to argue with you. And then, like I said, you know, global warming is one of those things, or climate change. Maybe there's scientists.
I wore
on both
a sweater
sides.
Yesterday. How could there be global warming?
Well,
if I'm wearing a sweater,
we'll call it climate change. I'm saying maybe there's some arguments on that, but a clitoris hood,
right? Doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist.
I look for it. It's not there.
And I know you love the hoods, you know.
Oh, yeah. You talking about my hair?
No,
you
want to go, bro? Clan.
You want to go, bro? Oh, the hood. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those are nice hats. I'm not agreeing with the people. Terrible. So terrible. But but very nice outfits.
No, those are hoods. They're not hats.
Sometimes I'll put
a yarmulke, like Jared Kushner. That's a hat.
That's a ridiculous thing to wear on your
head.
A
yarmulke.
Ridiculous. Too small.
It's almost like they're both saying we couldn't get further away in the headgear department. You know what I mean? Like we're diametrically opposed in things you put onto your head. Like the Klan guys are like, I want a hat that goes down to my waist. And the Jews are like, I want a little coaster doily that you have
that's
to
a
pin
good point.
On.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right. It's like, I think it was invented by a guy who's going bald, had that little bald spot.
The Jews do have the, you know, they do go, they have that crown that goes bald back there.
They have the horns, too.
What?
They have the horns, the Jews have the horns.
A horn hat?
The horns coming out of their heads.
You talking about that, like that pussy hat?
No, that's disgusting.
Okay. All right, do we got one more? Sorry.
This is an embarrassing night for America. We've let a hate monger lead our great nation. We've let a bully set our course. I'm devastated.
Cry me a river.
Is it Chris Evans?
Loser.
Mark Ruffalo.
Captain Loser. This guy looks like he just got divorced.
Or Alyssa Milano.
Oh my God.
Good Lord.
Oh man. I know Ruffalo is very kind of aggressive politically.
He's not a fan.
He's out there.
He's not a fan.
Does he look just divorced, Adam?
He has a just
divorced. He looks like I just got divorced.
He has a look that may suggest he was just divorced, but then you have Captain America. You have to love Captain America.
No. Terrible actor.
Terrible?
He's worse than Paul Newman.
Newman, God. Wait a minute.
Worst actor ever.
Wait a minute. I love Paul Newman.
If they didn't have blue eyes, you'd never hear from the guy.
Oh, my. I don't think you're being fair now. Now, Ruffalo says tons of... Ruffalo's happily married, by the way, I hear.
Indeed.
And look, I don't want to take any umbrage with that, but let's just call it married. We really don't know what's going on.
It's not up to us.
And believe me, it's not just about longevity. Okay.
Sometimes it's the opposite.
I mean, don't believe me. My point is this.
I've heard stories.
Let's not graft on a bunch of feelings. He's still married. Let's just call it that. He's not yet divorced.
He's steadily married.
Steadily married. Okay. Is it, what do you think, Gina Grad? Captain America?
First of all, President Trump
Hulk.
Is Captain America.
That's true.
I have never heard a man use the word devastated unless it was like a devastating loss for the Super Bowl. So I'm going with my girl, young Alyssa Milano.
It's a good point. And Mr. Trump, President Trump, speaking of Captain
you
America.
You can just call me leader or emperor.
Leader or I see.
Fearless.
Emperor Trump.
Fearless leader.
Fearless Emperor Trump. Speaking about Captain America, how about getting in the Uncle Sam outfit and doing a press conference?
Like, a terrific idea. That's terrific.
I think like you're patriotic, right?
Love this place. The middle part, anyway.
The middle part of this
love
place.
Love this middle part.
You love it, right? You like you're a nationalist, right? You love this nation.
Right.
You're middle nationalist, center nationalist, white center nationalist,
Nougaty
like nationalist, Nougat nationalist.
Right.
You like the center.
Exactly.
You like the white, fluffy, Nougaty.
Nice and fluffy and white.
Center of the country.
Right.
So we'll call you a Nougat nationalist.
I'm a Nougat nationalist.
Right.
Terrific.
All right. And you probably love Ted Nugent as well.
Terrific guy.
Who could be called Ted Nugent now.
To Ted Nugent.
Okay. So how about getting in the Uncle Sam outfit, top hat,
terrific,
the whole nine.
I love this.
You go out, give your next press conference in the Uncle Sam outfit.
I love that. Terrific.
Uh-huh. Talking about the Nougaty nationalism.
Now that's that's a good outfit.
Oh, my
this
God.
This Captain America, he's got that little sissy shield.
Yes.
Mm. You
don't
need it. What?
Yeah. That's not going to stop a bullet.
Chucking it around like a frisbee.
Yeah.
Loser.
All right.
Get a gun.
get a gun. I'm kind of a Gene on this. I'm using her own very good logic to say Alyssa Milano. What do you think, Brad?
I'll go the other way just for variety's sake and say Ruffalo.
I think Sissy Loser would use a girl word. So I'm going to go with Sissy Loser, Captain Loser.
Captain Loser. All right.
The blog belongs to Captain Loser.
Captain Loser.
He said he was devastated.
He's devastated. He's Captain America.
He can't be devastated.
He's the kind of guy who uses the word niche. That's the kind of guy he is.
All right, let's do one more.
Oh, my
let's
God.
Let's just do one more.
I bet he tucks his junk. You know those kind of guys?
They stand in front of the mirror.
You know, Buffalo Bill.
They're alone. They want to see what it looks like if they had one of girl parts, so they tuck it back. Okay, who's next?
Doubling down on locker room talk? Like all men do this? Trump's words are an attack on women. This pathetic excuse is an attack on men. Is it Alyssa Milano? Anna Kendrick?
I'd do her.
Or Sarah Paulson?
Ooh, good choices.
Oh, wait a minute. Sarah Paulson's
she's a
American Horror Story.
She was in OJ. She was Marsha Clark.
She's married to Rosie O'Donnell.
Holland Taylor.
That's someone different?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another blonde. Okay.
The mom from Two and a Half Men.
She's the mom from Two and a Half Men.
Holland Taylor, yeah, they were together.
She likes girls, though. That
She is. I don't. Yeah, I don't know a lot about her work.
She's a great actress.
Mm-hmm. Anna's kind of quietly angry.
Huh? She's got that pointy nose, no lip, no top lip anger face.
Do we have her on my list of women who would be least likely to enjoy sex with me or be disgusted to have sex with me?
She's a riser.
She should be on there.
Yeah.
She's on.
She's knocking on the door.
She's a hot stock. She's not cracked the top 20 yet. She's going to be there.
Just keep an eye on her, though.
Keep an eye on her. All right. Gina Grad, what do you think?
This is a tough one. Taking him to task for locker room talk.
Can you read us in one more time, Dawson, on this one?
Doubling down on locker room talk? Like all men do this?
Hold on. Just for clarity.
Dawson, could you read in a girl voice? It's all girls.
Okay. And just for clarification, Donald, locker room talk is not discussion of locker rooms.
What?
Or the construction of locker rooms.
Talking about locker rooms.
Would be dirty. Remember you and Billy Bush?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay. That wasn't in a locker room.
Right.
That was in a bus.
Right.
But it was locker room talk in a bus.
We were talking about sports.
No. What I'm saying. Now, see, this is why, okay. Forgive me, Gina, but this is why I want to take a moment.
Sure.
Right.
I feel like you can be a little bit of a literalist sometimes.
What does that mean?
Like when you hear locker
Stop
room talk.
Fancy talk to me. Okay.
What I'm saying, locker room talk in your mind would be like benches, lockers,
towels.
Showers,
right, locker room
towels.
Talk. Talking right. about lockers.
Right.
Right.
That kind of weird wet, dry carpet. Kind of carpet. Yeah. You could get weird blue carpet with no padding. You could get wet, but it wouldn't get mildewy.
Not in a Trump locker room. All marble floors, solid gold lockers.
Yeah. Well, this is what I'm talking about.
Platinum benches.
No, this,
terrific.
This is what I'm talking about. This isn't locker room talk, meaning talk about locker rooms.
Okay.
This would be two guys talking a little dirty and maybe degrading toward women. Like,
so
remember,
why do you say this is two guys talking a little dirty, degrading towards women talk? Gotcha.
I think they just save time and call it locker room talk. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay, locker room talk. Me and Billy Bush.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you and Billy Bush.
Was that funny? He got fired and I got to be president. That's pretty funny. That was a good one.
We should start a new game, which is called Stop time, and then I walk in and I go, hey, 7.5 years from now, one of you is going to be president, the other is going to be home watching daytime TV and crying.
Congratulations, President Billy Bush.
I know. Billy Bush in his mind.
And here's a tip. The guy who did all the pussy talk, he's going to be the one who's the president. The guy who just nodded his head and went,
Never
Donald, you'll be
again.
The guy who gets shit canned. Okay,
I love it.
That was locker room. Donald, that was locker room talk.
I got it now.
In a bus.
In a bus. We were talking about locker room stuff. Okay. Terrific. Hilarious.
No, it's not locker
Billy
room.
Billy Bush. Never hear from him again. He should be on TV every day.
Ryan, do you think he knows?
I don't think he's ever going to get it.
Okay.
I got it.
All right. It's not if you took a bus and put it in a locker room.
That's what you just said.
No.
You're going back on what you said.
Okay, forget it. He's got you.
All right, let's just push forward.
Okay.
I need to push forward.
Girl voice, please, so I can get the...
Doubling down on locker room
talk. What kind of girl voice is this?
Like all men do this?
Wait a minute.
This is
the girl voice?
Trump's words
are... What kind
of
girls are you talking to, pal?
I
think you're dating dudes, man.
Trump's words are an attack on women. This pathetic excuse is an attack on men.
Okay. All right, I have a guess.
That's pretty erotic.
I know exactly who this is.
Anna Kendrick did not make the list of women who would be disgusted to have sex with me in 2017.
We have to shuffle that deck. Keep her on.
I think this is Anna Kendrick. I think it's saying just enough without getting getting dirty. I think it's Anna Kendrick.
Well, ironically, the chick who played Marcia Clark's hair is more fucked up than Marcia Clark's hair was in the early 90s. So I don't trust her.
You don't trust Sarah Paulson?
Well, it's weird. You played the part of a chick with fucked up hair, and now you went and fucked your own hair up, at least in this picture.
Still in character.
Still in character. I'm going to Alyssa Milano.
So am I, Melissa Milano.
I know who it is. It's the messed up hair lesbian lady, because lesbianism's not a real thing. They're very angry at men. That's what it is. That's
what about them. Rosie O'Donnell and her partner? Yeah, I mean, they just got married.
Very mad at men.
Mad at men.
It was like crude stereotype.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm going with Paulson.
All right.
Survey We're going to need a tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. The blog belongs to Anna Kendrick.
I like this.
We have a tie between Donald and Gina.
Okay, here we go. Let's do it.
Last time Donald went head to head.
Now, this is not a fair fight because the women's cranium is smaller than the man's. Okay,
I'll take that action.
The brain is smaller?
The cranium is smaller, so they can't fit as many brains in there. Okay, so this is not a fair fight between me and Gina.
Well, but she's willing to take you on.
It's okay, President Trump. I think I can do it.
Just saying, maybe we should give her a little handicap.
Okay.
Trump is a cancer on our democracy. He must be rejected by all patriots for the good of our national identity and values.
Ooh. That's not even an insult. Cancer's good. Spreads around, grows. Mm-hmm.
Brian, you have anything to say about that?
I mean, he's not wrong.
All right. What do you think, Gina?
Is it George Takei?
Oh, sorry.
Or Alyssa Milano?
Oh, boy. Okay, this is a tough one.
Now, Donald,
yeah,
if you were chivalrous, you would go second.
I'm going to go first.
Okay, you didn't let me finish, but all right. Okay, go ahead. Make your pick, and then Gina, with the smaller brain, will, by default, de facto, get the other person.
Is this locker room talk?
No. We're no.
I'm a little confused.
All right, I'm just saying, you're allowed to pick, or you could be chivalrous.
I want to hear it one more time, once in Chinese. So I can get the Takei vibe, and once as a chick.
I think he's Japanese.
Yeah. Oh, come on, same thing.
Okay. One more time. Do it in the Chinese.
Chinese first, please. Come on. You know what they sound like with the ping pong and everything.
President Trump, please.
He's Japanese. It's a different culture.
Right, that's what I said, Chinese. Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. Come on, read the tweet.
Trump is a cancer on our democracy. He must be rejected by all patriots for the good of our national identity and values.
This guy can't change his voice at all.
No, he doesn't.
He's like Mel Blanc, small range, like, but Alexa. Really knocks it out.
He does what he does well, but he doesn't have a lot of range.
I'll bet my life that it was the Captain Sulu guy.
Oh, okay.
You think it was George Takei?
I think it was Sulu.
George Takei.
I put my life on it.
Okay.
Well, it's better that you went first because my small brain couldn't have made that choice first.
There's no way.
So I'll go with my girl Alyssa.
Okay, you lost.
The blog belongs to George Takei.
Oh.
That's right.
Wow, Donald, you could have been here one.
That's right.
Chief Commander.
I know my losers.
All right, let's bring it home. Do we have an outro?
We do. Give me 1 second.
Sorry. All right, sorry. Nice job, Donald.
Wow.
Thank you.
Until next time, keep your fingers on your keyboards and your heads up your asses so we can play another round of Blah, Blah, Blah.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral, all those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
We found the Die Hard clip. This is Die Hard 2.
John McClane has discovered that the bad guys and the cops, some of the cops are in on it together. Some of the military are in it together. They're using blanks and their Uzis. And to prove his point to a very crowded airport full of cops, he does this.
They're going to get on the same goddamn plane with him and take off with him. Get the fuck out of here. When the army can't steward, he must have loaded that unit with his own men.
Are you nuts? That firefighter, now it's your
time. Tight, Joe, to jerk us off. Buy him some time.
McClane, you are completely around the fucking bend. You know that? And you know what else? You're under arrest. You must fucker.
Oh, he fired it at him.
There are 30 cops in there.
Oh, my God. Brian, you said he fired it up into the ceiling. He fired it at him. Now that makes it 10 times worse. Oh, my God.
There are 25 cops within 5 feet of him, and he just unloads a machine gun.
And no one shoots back.
Yeah.
White privilege.
That is white privilege, man.
White privilege right there.
All right. Sorry.
All right. Well, Southwest Airlines is apologizing after a gate agent.
The folks at Ferguson, look at that as a documentary, by the way, not a movie. Go ahead.
A gate agent apparently mocked a 5-year-old girl's name and posted a photo of her boarding pass on social media, according to KABC. The girl's mother claims the agent mocked the girl's name.
Good.
ABCDE Redford. And laughed at her while they were boarding the plane. Now, the girl's name is pronounced Absidy. Absidy. Redford said someone saw the photo of Absidy's boarding pass on Facebook.
I had a sad realization. The great Johnny Cash could not write a song called A Boy Named Sue anymore because...
What's wrong with that?
Someone would get sued for harassment, ironically, and then everyone would just go, oh, that's fine. That's no problem.
Like, no lesson to teach here.
You couldn't get the message across of what even that story was about because the song would be considered a hate crime.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So we have a 15-second video of the mom.
Here's, let me just say this about everyone all the time. If you're going to give your name, your kid a crazy name, or you're going to put a crazy tattoo on your forearm, or you're going to do something crazy with your hair, or you're going to drive a crazy van, or whatever it is, you're opening yourself up to comment, which is fine. Not being hit with a snow shovel, but for comment.
Yeah.
Because you are imposing that on yourself by giving your kid a crazy name. And the person who's abusing the kid is the witch who gives her the crazy fucking name, not the person who literally just reacts as any human being would.
I saw the story in the morning when I woke up. It was someone I followed, either retweeted or commented on it, and they said it perfectly. You'd name your kid Absidy because you want attention or you want someone to comment on it. Like you said,
to engender some sort of attention.
Well, some sort of attention. Like, oh, what an interesting name or whatever it is. Sometimes that attention is not positive, and you've got to be willing to accept that. That's just that's how it shakes out.
Right. I'll take it a step further. They would like to be victimized or to put themselves in a victim role because...
Why would you do that to your kid?
What if it was a money-making thing? You thought, eventually someone's going to say something about my kid's name, and I could sue them.
That's disgusting. Wow.
Well, there's that, too. There's the Munchausen by proxy thing. You know, there's all the there's all the shit that people get. You know, why don't you put your stupid kids in the little Miss Toddler competition? You know, I think the 3-year-old wants spray tan.
And flippers.
Yeah, it's insane.
She wants to do it.
She loves it.
Mm-hmm.
No. Right. So here's what the mom had to say about it.
Oh, she's outraged.
Yeah.
The gate agent started mocking my child's name, laughing, pointing at me and my daughter, talking to other employees. So I turned around and just said, like, hey, I can hear you. So if I can hear you, my daughter can too. Like, I'd appreciate if you just stop.
Yeah. All right. If she's going to go through her whole life doing, I'd appreciate it. Yeah. Excuse you. Like, who the fuck? Just, it's so counterintuitive. And by the way, you want to go through a life where you get nothing done, then you just correct everyone on how your daughter's name is pronounced.
Excuse
and then your
you.
Daughter can go through her whole life going fucking coaching everyone up and correcting everyone up.
Because what you're saying please don't comment on this extremely unusual thing that you've never seen before.
Right.
And you're a gate agent. I mean, your job seems pretty monotonous. You get A, B, C, D, E on a boarding pass. It's going to be a joyful experience.
Absidy.
We're asking people to do the impossible, which is stop being human beings. We're asking gate agents to stop, you know, pointing
out
eccentric names. We're asking employees of Chipotle to stop shaking down black people. We're asking to do the impossible. To be a non-human being, you know, to get black folk to pay in advance for burritos, to not mock folks at the gate. In the Southwest, right? We're asking humans.
Reasonable things.
Not to be human.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
That's the problem.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So this story is getting a lot of attention. Very Dateline. Very weird. A New Jersey man murdered his brother and his brother's entire family before setting their mansion on fire over an apparent financial issue stemming from a joint business venture.
Do you do the I don't want to be morbid, but do you do the family first and then do the brother if you're really sending the message?
You should have talked to him in advance. Oh, that's not how Sicario. It went down.
Sicario style.
Yeah.
So 51-year-old Paul Canero, and there's his mugshot, was charged with 4 counts of first-degree murder, 1 count of aggravated arson, and 1 count of each of possession of a firearm and a knife for an unlawful purpose. Authorities stated Paul murdered his 51-year-old, might have been twins, brother Keith, his sister-in-law Jennifer, and their children. I believe there were 3 of them.
Jesus.
The murder motives were financial in nature and stemmed from their tech and pest control business called Square One.
I would love to find out the number because I guarantee my sister owes me more money than the amount that this guy killed the entire family and torched a fucking house for. I guarantee.
Yeah. You don't want this.
I guarantee I've lent my sister more money than this.
So here's how it went down. Paul allegedly.
I'm not even thinking about killing her.
Thinking about it.
Well, obviously, you can't talk about something without thinking about it.
We'll
I'm not thinking about it. That's what I'm saying.
So Paul allegedly repeatedly shot his brother Keith outside
his
home.
Or even if I think about it, I would never do it.
Right, no.
Let's make that clear.
That's right.
Right. He shot him outside the home early hours of last Tuesday.
How would you do it, though, if you had to do it?
Well, arson, I mean, not that I've thought about it.
No.
But... arson seems like a good way to go.
This could be presented as premeditated evidence.
I would probably end this line of questioning.
We should probably just move on.
I'm not thinking about it. They always figure out the arson. It's best to go on a boat trip with your sister. Bring some, you know.
Natalie Wood style.
Little accident.
Yeah.
Natalie Wood, they never found out.
Oh.
You know, they don't
Didn't affect Christopher Walken's career.
No.
And what about Olivia Newton-John?
Her estranged boyfriend or husband.
Yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
But it's weird because...
What about that girl who went on Jimmy Superfly Snuka?
That's...
So there were a couple of restos were involved in a very cover-up. And the defense, it only recently settled because one of them is so Alzheimer-y, dementia, that he can't possibly be his own in his own defense.
Yeah, the best thing to do is to get someone else to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you just hint to someone you're talking to. Mm-hmm. They go do it. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to... Your hands are clean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to do this. No, but you go crimes and misdemeanor style.
Right.
Yeah, I got it.
You should probably stop tugging at this thread.
Okay.
But in case you are looking for some ideas, here's how he did it. So this is terrible. He shot Keith. He stabbed his sister-in-law and the kids and then allegedly set the fire in the basement of the house. But wait, there's more. He then went back and set a fire at his own house with his family still inside, officials say, for the purpose of both destroying evidence of his earlier crimes and also to create the illusion that there was an overall sort of hit on the family, on the whole Canero family.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be making an appearance in court on Friday. And this is something right out of the movies.
Mm.
That's a big plan.
All for pest control, a little squabble.
I was going to say. Yeah. They had a mansion. What could the financial...
I hope this guy goes to jail.
You know. Indeed.
Yeah. Let's get there.
I hope he goes there for a long time. It doesn't die.
Okay.
He gets out just long enough to share a park bench with Tommy Chong. And they start chatting.
Yep.
Yeah, you've been... you've been in the...
Oh, my God.
What chances?
I sold water pipes online. What did you do?
I murdered my brother and his family and burned down our houses.
I just sold bongs that were glass.
How long were you in jail for?
That's 4 years.
Yeah, me too.
I sold bongs online.
Accidentally sold across state line.
Yeah, I sold one into Arizona and then I got... But you were in jail. We're both in jail.
Yeah, 4 years, right?
Yeah, I was like in regular jail.
I stabbed the kids.
Uh-huh.
Which I could have shot them, but I wanted to just feel
Send
it.
Send a message?
Yeah. And I shot my brother, burned down the house, and then tried to kill my family, but they got out.
I went to prison, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You murdered your whole family?
No, I sold a hash pipe.
I thought you were joking about that.
No, I wish I was kidding. I sold a pipe.
I know what that's code for, selling the pipes.
It's a crazy system, right?
Yeah.
Can I plug my product?
Yeah, what do you got?
Donald Trump's solid gold underpants.
What?
Solid gold.
Wait, are those made in China?
They're terrific, yeah. We got to make them in China. Too expensive here.
Well, but what about with the tariffs and whatnot?
No, they don't apply to Trump products.
Oh, wait a minute. Exception. You're implying... You're putting tariffs on Chinese products.
Crappy products.
And steel.
Right.
And but the stuff that Trump is making in China, no tariffs?
There's a loophole for solid gold Trump underpants.
Okay. Is that a brief or midway type? It's boxer brief?
I got boxer briefs. I got the tidy whiteies.
Uh-huh.
Or tidy goldies.
Mm. Oh, right. Gold, right.
Right.
White gold.
Yeah.
White gold.
Yeah.
Terrific. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, I got you.
No, not at all. Well, consequence of sound reports that with Creed 2 destroying the box office, opening to $55 million for the largest Thanksgiving weekend ever for a live-action film, you'd think this would be the beginning of another lucrative chapter for Rocky Balboa. But not so, according to Sylvester Stallone. While the motto for the franchise has always been, it ain't over till it's over, Stallone says, it is over. Tuesday morning, he waved farewell to the role on Instagram with a touching behind-the-scenes video from Creed 2. From the set, here's the video.
Well, this is probably my last rodeo because what I thought happened, it has happened, I never expected. I thought Rocky was over in 2006, and I was very happy with that. And then all of a sudden, this young man presented himself, and the whole story changed. It went on to a new generation, new problems, new adventures. And I couldn't be happier because as I step back, as my story has been told, there's a whole new world that's going to be opening up for the audience, for this generation. And thank you very much, Stephen. And definitely you, Michael, for making that possible. Now you have to carry the mantle. There it is.
We love that. We love that.
Hey, Donald. I don't know if you saw Creed. It's, you know, the Black Rocky.
Skipped it.
Well, okay, probably that was just bad timing. But anyway, right. He's fighting a Russian, you know, and
great people.
Yeah, well, not in this movie.
Russian's a good guy, right?
No, he's Drago's son.
Great guy.
Yeah, big white guy, you know.
Terrific.
And he's beating the crap out of this black fella, you know.
Very nougaty fella.
No, nougat is the white nougaty center.
Best part. Best part.
Yeah. So anyway.
Smartest part of a candy bar.
Smartest.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the Russian guy, and I don't know if you know anything about Russia, you have anything to do with Russia. Or you've heard
never
of
have. I have zero things to do with them at all times.
Okay, so you don't even know where it is.
I've never even been there or seen Putin.
But don't, wait a minute. I think I've seen, recently. I think the pictures of you like
videos.
Shaking hands and
fake
stuff.
Fake news, doctored videos.
Fake news. Weren't you trying to like open up like Trump hotels and casinos? And,
No. Fake news.
Wasn't like Miss Universe in Moscow?
No.
Nothing.
All right. Well, anyway, Russia's this place.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay. And
cool.
It's weird. It's cold and it's tough and it's hard Scrabble. Mm. But their capital looks like Santa's Village. It's kind of weird because it's everything else is hard Scrabble and dark and dank and poor and everything. But then the Moscow. That's the name of the main drag there. That's got a it's very colorful.
It's got a Trump vibe.
Yeah,
nice part of town.
Yeah, I think you'd terrific. Enjoy it aesthetically.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying.
Terrific. I'll go there one day.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah,
you should go out there.
Terrific.
I think you'd meet Ivan Drago was the name of the guy.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and then there's Putin. You know.
Great guy. I've heard.
No one knows Putin's first name, though. Everyone just says Putin. You know, so he's kind of he's like Cher. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's just that one Madonna.
Don't like anybody with one name.
No. Mm. Yeah.
Girls.
Putin, Madonna, Cher,
Drago. I was thinking of Santa's Village.
Uh-huh. No, Santa's Village. You know, I'm saying it looks like Santa's Village, you know, especially when it snows.
He seems very poor, Santa.
Santa.
Well, huh. Giving away too much stuff.
Oh, you think he should turn a profit on some of that?
Yeah, charge the kids something.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, let him learn the value of a
cookies.
Dollar. Yeah,
okay.
He's got overhead.
Yeah. All right, let's do one more.
All right. Well, if you've ever wondered how, and we've talked about this a little bit, what that little low fuel light warning on your little dashboard actually represents in your car, there is now a chart to take all of the mystique out of this. Yahoo News dug up a helpful chart that can give you a pretty good idea of just how many miles are left when your tank reaches empty.
This drives me nuts.
Why?
It drives me nuts because it used to just be a red light, and the red light was I don't know. Then it actually got into a mileage thing, and the mileage thing, the digital mileage thing, I've had mine at zero and driven 13 miles looking for a gas station. So it can't be zero. Zero doesn't mean zero. As sad as it is, I want to run out of gas at zero. I would like that.
At least you'd know.
But I've said many times.
Those are all shit cars.
What they really need at the bottom of every gas tank is, you know, it's a 18-gallon gas tank at the very bottom. It's just a one-gallon hat.
Reserve.
It's just a bottom thing. And when that light comes on, bitch, you got 1 gallon. Whatever that means to you, it's all at the bottom. It's all in that. You'd have to do it in such a way where it's literally just 1 gallon at the very bottom. It's a dog's bowl that holds a gallon.
Drive accordingly.
That's it. You have 1 gallon. When that light comes on, 1 gallon. I'm not going to tell you how many miles. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to flash on and off. I'm not going to be down toward E or below E or anything. 1 gallon. That's it.
Use it accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll give you a couple of cars that are that seem to be the most popular. So some examples, a Toyota Camry, 2.6 gallons after that light goes on. That can get you anywhere between 65 and 91 miles.
People shouldn't know this.
I'm going to tell them. Nissan Altima, 3 gallons. That'll get you around 90 miles. Toyota Tacoma, 3 gallons, between 63 and 75 miles.
But
and the Subaru Outback, around 65 to 86 miles.
Don't some of these cars have the computers that just go range and you get down to zero?
I don't know. These you think
mine,
these cars
mine
do?
Says, you know, 45 miles till zero.
Right.
Yeah, but the, we're talking. We're not talking... you know, baller cars here.
Sure, I'm saying if you buy a new Honda Accord, it's going to have that on it, right?
I have that. I test drove the Hyundai Sonata or whatever it was years ago, and it had it. So
yeah. These are all going to have. Every car's got a computer now. It's all got a mileage thing on it. So the light's going to come on. But the real question is not when the light comes on. It's when you get to zero.
Are these older models that still have
this
lights?
This is technically from 2015, but, you know, things change in 3 years.
Caitlyn Jenner is a car guy.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Caitlyn, that's right.
Caitlyn.
Love my cars, baby.
Yeah. So, Caitlyn. Yeah. You have a lot of old vintage cars.
Oh,
you love rides.
Love cars.
You
good
used,
ride,
used to race down in the Trans Am series in the mid.
Trans Am, yeah.
I know. It's kind of ironic. And Caitlin's in my doc, obviously. Uppity ran against Willie T. Ribbs in the later 80s. Drove for Ford, drove a Roush Mustang, I think. You're a car person.
Yeah. Love cars. Cars and shoes, baby.
Cars and shoes. Oh, did your house burn down in the fire in Malibu?
It came pretty close.
Came pretty close?
Luckily, I got all my clothes out.
I thought I saw. Because, yeah, you're a lot more flammable than you used to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you used to just wear a pair of dolphin shorts, be shirtless and fine.
Could have got
now you got
quick.
The hair and the eyelashes everywhere and flowing down.
I'm very flammable.
You're
baby.
A goddamn Roman candle compared to what you used
I'll
to
go
be.
Up and smoke. Yeah,
yeah. It was just a loose fitting tank top and some dolphin shorts.
Right
now,
my track shoes. I could have got
track
there fast.
Shoes. Yeah.
But I had to change my Jimmy Choo's, baby. Take some time.
Yeah. So I feel like you're so much more flammable. And I mean, I'm harping on this because of the fire. Wasn't there a picture of Caitlin's house on fire? Was that somebody else? Right in the middle of Malibu, right at the top of the hill. I saw that thing in Leno's garage where you had you named every one of your daughters has a stupid name. Kylie. Mm-hmm. Kylie or Kendall.
Kendall.
Yeah. I think Kendall. She was driving an old vintage Corvette. She bought herself an old Corvette. Sweet
Isn't
bet.
She talented?
I don't know.
Aren't my kids so talented?
I've never really heard her talk. She's just kind of in her underpants.
She's fantastic.
Is she?
Very talented model.
Really?
Yeah.
What is a talented model?
You know, they go up and down the aisles there. They do their spin, their turn at the end.
Yeah, I just feel like she doesn't even say anything. You know, she's just kind of standing there.
Yeah, terrific. She's
great. Great bones, though. Looks great.
Yeah, nice and tall. That's important.
Yeah.
Lean.
Mm-hmm. I'm 7'2" in my Jimmy Choo's, baby. Get to know it. You know, sad thing about the fire, I was unable to shave my dog Checkers.
Checkers.
Because I had to get so many bags. I had my Fendi bags. I had to go run back in for my clothes.
Couldn't you have thrown Checkers in one of the bags, though?
You don't want to get dog hair in those. Oh. Very expensive.
Bad for
bags.
Resale.
Yeah, yeah. So, rest in peace. Oh, bye, checkers.
Yeah, oh, came close, but the house is okay.
The bags all made it?
Bags got out. Oh, checkers is dead.
I swear I saw a shot.
There are a few pictures that they just used pictures of burning houses as the picture for the article, but or else.
Oh, so close. Yeah. Very close. You made it out.
Yeah.
And the hair and the extensions, and I know you have to do the eyelash thing.
Eyelashes.
They glue on, they super glue on the eyelashes.
Kylie lip puffer.
Kylie's lip puffer, yeah.
Get my lips nice and plump. For Brian, baby.
It's good that you're brand loyal.
You like this look, Brian?
It's not bad, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, baby. Okay, it's taking a turn for the sexual.
Appreciate
here. Yeah. Yeah. All right, Gina, let's bring it home.
You
baby
got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Chinese, Japanese, dirty news. Come on, read the tweet. Gina, Gina.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
And that clip requested by John Maloney back... the clip's from 2018, but John's request was recent. Now we're going to take you back to August of 2017. We're going to hear from Jeff Cesario, a.k.a. Chet Waterhouse.
It's Adam Carolla Show, episode 2134. Everybody loves Chet Waterhouse. It's been so long since we played a clip. Hope you guys enjoy.
Tom, 31, Florida. Tom?
Ace man. What's going on, brother?
Going on, man.
Not much. I just wanted to get your take. Usually you don't like to be a one-upper, like you said before, but I want to see if you can one-up me. I was on a road trip back down to Florida, had to stop off the highway to get some gas. Where I ended up having no gas was kind of a rougher trade type neighborhood with some not so nice people kind of standing around.
Yeah. It's Leno said night. Don't keep the cars there.
Yes. Yeah, it's not the best area. So I had the radio on. I had the volume pretty loud to kind of keep me awake. And as I'm opening the door with kind of all these gentlemen standing around, the Goo Goo Dolls song from that City of Angels movie is blaring on my radio. And can you think of a worse song that could have been playing at that moment for me?
Pretty Tool Toony.
You wanted to get
Tool Toony.
I might go Boy George.
Yeah, there's like you know, some gay stuff.
That might be trouble.
Yeah, One Night in Bangkok.
You gotta find one night
in Bangkok, and I think I'll one up you with One Night in Bangkok because I think this is possibly the gayest song ever written.
Benny or Bjorn, I can't remember which ABBA member wrote this.
Oh, he wrote.
Yeah, because it was for the musical Chess.
Oh, this song.
One Night in Bangkok.
Oh, I mean.
Bjorn
wrote One Night in Bangkok?
I believe so, right, Gary?
Jesus Christ.
Wow. So wrote, yeah.
Yep. I had, I know, okay, so, sorry, Dawson has it. Go ahead, Dawson.
Here we go.
Bangkok, Oriental City, and the city don't know where the city is.
It's pretty cool, Tony Sam.
Turn it up. With everything. Yeah.
Yul Brynner.
When he says, I get my kicks below the belt line, sunshine. That's the gayest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. And I've heard a lot of gay.
Yeah. Please let it play to the hook.
Or the Philippines. Or Hastings. Or this place. One night in Bangkok in the world's
I didn't know. Why is this an ABBA Bjorn?
Not ABBA specifically, but
right.
Yeah.
Why did he write this song?
What?
It's for
awesome.
Play?
No, I wasn't this from, like I'm asking you. I believe this was from the musical Chess. Yes.
He said he said something about chess in here already.
Yeah. I've never seen it. I've avoided it.
This is so inappropriate
years.
At a bad neighborhood gas station that the other scared white guy who pulled in might shoot you.
The only thing that I think rivals this just because you trip the wire now for this kind of music is like Taco putting on the Ritz.
Yeah, but not worse. This is worse. Will we play it until he says he gets his kicks below the belt line? Or above.
Kicks above the waistline, sunshine.
That's great.
So catty.
That is, right. You can hear the finger waving in
That's
your face.
Right.
And that
okay.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Let's do a little cheer. You ready for a little Chet?
Sure.
A little Chet Waterhouse? Sports?
All right.
Oh, hold on. That's more a new intro
dolls.
For Chet.
All right, here we go.
The Sports with Chet Waterhouse.
Hello again, everybody. Chet Waterhouse with the Waterhouse Weekend, brought to you by Sweet Coast Penicillin Nut Bar. Munch the pain away with Sweet Coat. South America's pastime, baseball. This just in. I don't know if you guys heard this, Adam. Pete Rose slept with a 16-year-old girl when he was 34 years old, married, and the father of two. Said Rose, "I beat the odds." The Baseball Hall of Fame said this kills all hope of Rose getting in. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is sniffing around. Rose works as a Fox analyst, so he can expect a pay raise this month. That Pete Rose update brought to you by Yo-Yo Tires. If you get stuck, just pull the string. Comeback of the year, 40-year-old former New York Met bigamist pitcher Bartolo Colon threw a complete game victory for the Minnesota Twins this week. That item brought to you by Bartolo Colon Cologne. If you want to smell good enough to get two completely separate families, try Bartolo Colon Cologne. NFL, Tom Brady turned 40 this week, and after receiving the play call from Belichick on the sidelines, took Giselle out for seafood. College football, shocker! Alabama number one in the Amway preseason poll. It's Amway, so someone knocked on my door at 7 a.m. and I had to buy a tangerine hand soap to get the pull. That item brought to you by Transvestites, time-tested sexual deviancy you can trust. If you want more of me, I'll be calling the ABC Tuesday Spectacular. This week, a tiger chases Usain Bolt, who chases a shark that's chasing Michael Phelps. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain.
Chet Waterhouse Sports.
Always love it. Just love it.
Smell it good enough to have two families?
Two completely separate families.
Loved it on Kevin and Bean. How was it, 1 year or multiple years?
I did almost 2 years on Kevin and Bean.
Almost 2 years. So like 92 to 93 and a half.
Somewhere in there. Yeah, yeah.
Like
right
that.
Around there. Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah.
Then Jimmy Kimmel jumped mm-hmm. in.
But wisely, they chose someone in-house and someone who was willing to come in every morning. I believe he was already, you know, and he had a little wider vision.
Jimmy didn't get there, I don't believe. It's that kind of thing when you're young and someone's a grade above you and you go, that guy's old, dude, yeah. But he's 9 months older than you. And now you get old and that doesn't make a difference. But Jimmy, who'd been at K-Rock, who was like a seasoned veteran in my mind, I think he got there in like February and I got there in May of the same year. But he was there.
He was there.
He was there.
Yeah.
And he was there every day. And so he filled in. But you can never fill the large what kind of shoes would Chet Waterhouse
cleats?
Wear? Large cleats or wingtips of Chet Waterhouse.
That but compliment brought to you by Rectories, unhealthily isolating priests for over 18 centuries.
Sean Barry and Bob Amendola are in here. We'll bring them in. They're a Blink-182 tribute band. I think they go with tribute. Do we go with tribute? Don't we like tribute? I can't. There's certain things in the car world. There's a tribute car and then there's a clone car.
Oh, they're really different.
Like, they don't like, no, they're the same.
Oh, no, but I'm saying that
people don't like them being called clones.
Yeah, like,
they like tribute.
Tribute band or cover band.
They're
yeah, they're saying players. Cover band now. I have a tribute band now because I think there's something derogatory.
Cover. But does cover mean you do multiple bands?
They got tribute
in
on their
case,
website.
Yes.
Tribute means you do one band. Anyway, we'll bring them in here and we'll talk to them first. Laugh Factory tonight. Monday night.
Thank you.
Tickets at Laugh Factory Hollywood website. And check out Jeff Cesaro if you'd like. And I think you should. Jeff Cesaro. That's CESARIO.com for all things Jeff.
And that was Jeff Cesario with Chet Waterhouse Sports. All right. That'll do for part one of today's episode. But stick around because we got part two coming up next.